The Penguins begin their quest for a third straight Stanley Cup when they host Philadelphia Wednesday evening. As part of our occasional series of conversations about hometown teams, NPR's biggest Pittsburgh sports fan, David Green, talks with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
Penguins, can they possibly three-peat?
I feel like yes, because whatever this team was in the regular season the last 2 years did not predict how they would catch fire in the playoffs. I mean, that said, three-peating is really tough. And do you always think back to 93? I mean, isn't that when we lost in that horrific Game 7 to the Islanders after winning the Cup the two previous years?
A lot of people think that was the Penguins' best team in the Mario era.
It's almost like I don't want to be too greedy. I mean, I want nothing more than for the Pens to win a third cup. But I'm sort of like, I'm bracing myself thinking like, it can't possibly be this good. So I have to just accept that something is going to go. It can't go our way 3 years in a row.
So you used the term greedy. Let me use the term, are we spoiled?
I don't know. Like I've been thinking about terms like spoiled and also entitled, which is a word that I hate because Pittsburgh fans, like we expect success, but I feel like Pittsburgh as a community is the least entitled place I've ever been. I mean, it is so many people who are humble and work hard, and it's like we expect success and demand it of our sports franchises, but yet we're not, it's not like we're entitled. Maybe spoiled is that middle road.
Whatever happens in the playoffs, one thing I think the two of us can agree on, we'd love to see the Penguins at least beat the Capitals somewhere in the playoffs.
Living in Washington, D.C., as a Penguins fan, it is a blast. I mean, there is nothing I want more, and you nailed it. I mean, if they're not going to win the Cup this year, at least let's beat the Caps again. Maybe in some really painful way, like in a Game 7 where the Caps have a two-goal lead and then we scored three in the third period. I'm terrible.
I said spoiled before. I think we have been spoiled by the greatness of some of the players that we've had. Mario, who I personally consider the greatest hockey player of all time. And then, of course, Jagr. And now Sid and Gino. Lemieux won two cups. Crosby's won three cups.
I know what you're getting at. God, this is putting me in a really tough spot. There was something about Lemieux in terms of the grace on and off the ice, and this is taking nothing away from Sid, but there was an artistry and also just this leadership. I don't know. There was just something magical, and this is what I talk about when people ask me who's the greatest NHL player ever, and I go to Lemieux, and you know, a lot of people will fight me on that. Sid is obviously a superstar, and his legacy in the city, no matter what happens from here on out, is firmly planted. There was something different about Lemieux. What do you think?
Mario could dominate in a different way, and you use grace, and to some might sound grace. You have a guy who's 6'4", 6'5", 230 right. pounds on 3-inch high skates. How can that guy be graceful?
How can that be graceful, yeah.
But he was.
He really was.
Okay, so the last team to win three in a row, they actually won four in a row, were the Islanders.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I'm going to say no, if only because this team is exhausted and they haven't been able to show that consistency, all of these back-to-back games and everything, and not having Murray and Fleury there going in, it just doesn't feel like it's quite there, but I'm going to pull for him every second. What do you think?
I have to say I agree with you. So if the Penguins don't win, will you root for the Vegas Golden Knights? And you know why I'm asking.
100%.
100%. As a Mark Andre.
I might have rooted for them only because of Fleury, or I might have rooted for them only because of what happened in Vegas and how that team helped the city through that massacre. To have both at once and to have Fleury playing a role in helping that city and really inspiring that city this year, I mean, it's a no-brainer. How about a Stanley Cup, Pittsburgh-Vegas? That's the dream.
That's NPR's David Green, along with WESA's Kevin Gavin, part of an occasional series of conversations about Pittsburgh sports.